plans to demolish the remains of a six-story apartment building that partially collapsed in Davenport, Iowa, are on hold as officials evaluate whether to go back in and search for more victims. Five people remain unaccounted for. Here's the city's assistant chief fire marshal, Jim Morris, in a press conference earlier today.
We want to get everybody out, and we want to do it right now. There's a lot of things that we have to factor. So understand, it's not that we don't want to do this, it's the fact that we have to do it in a safe manner.
More than a dozen people were evacuated at the time of the collapse, and nine people have been rescued from the debris so far. For the latest, let's bring in WVIK's Michelle O'Neill. She's in Rock Island, part of the Quad Cities. Michelle, what new information did we learn?
What we learned from today's press conference is that there are five unaccounted for tenants, two of whom they believe are still in the building. One family member of one of those people believes that that person is likely to be dead, and the other person is probably in the building and they don't know the status of that person. And the other three are simply unaccounted for. And we also learned the police chief has said they are working from a list of three tenant lists, and there are around 53. So they've been talking with, investigating, trying to identify who was in the building at the time, who got out, and, you know, like I said, who is not accounted for anymore. The Red Cross has had about eight people at their shelter, and others have been housing with friends and family.
And we're learning that they were about to start the demolition when they found this other victim and pulled the person out of the rubble. Did officials say why it took them so long to find and rescue this last victim?
First of all, it's a little bit of a misnomer that they were ready to demolish. They essentially were putting up fences and trying to get the paperwork in order for demolition. They were never going to simply put in the wrecking ball and tear down the building without finding remains and without, you know, doing due diligence to find personnel in anybody, you know, in the building. They're even evaluating pets who are still in the building. Okay. So Lisa Brooks was found because somebody had been trying to phone her, and I believe she may have hearing loss. She may be a deaf person. Mm-hmm. I do not know that for sure. But people were outside, you know, observing last night, Monday night, and she waved from them to them from the window. Okay. And the fire truck immediately came in and rescued her.
Yeah. So the chief of the city's fire department also said earlier that firefighters discovered a large natural gas leak and a water leak in the building. At the press conference that just happened, officials said the building was built in the early 1900s and not to modern qualifications. What else do we know about the condition of the building at the time of the collapse?
During that last part of the press conference, they confirmed engineers hired by the owners evaluated the building twice within the last 6 months, and that in January they got a report that the building was sound but needed repairs. Mm.
So much more to come on this story. Michelle O'Neill is the news editor at WVIK in Rock Island.